absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin we're recording this podcast.
Somebody killed a Ryanair airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, welcome to the first Sodcast of September. What a week of weather in Dublin. Wow, wee is all I can say. I've got a bumper packed first September Sodcast for you. I have got, obviously, on the blog my images to go with this week's oddities. We've got one or two of your problems in the garden. And of course, and finally, which this week is replacing places that I would like to be. First up though, we had some nice, it was a nice trinket to come across. I got a little note saying, hey, check iTunes. Checked iTunes, clicked onto the podcast. I've the link up there in the blog. And when I clicked it, there was yours truly, the Sodcast, up on the new and noteworthy section of iTunes podcasts. Wow. It's like, yeah, okay, so let me put this in perspective. I talk into a machine. I don't know how the machine works. Like, this for me is like a car. I mean, you know, you've got a garden problem as John Keyes has. I'll get to that in a while. But, like, John gets in touch with me. When I got a problem with my computer, I might ring John. I probably wouldn't. I'd ring Gordon Murray or Anthony McGuinness or one of them. But you get what I'm talking about. So, I don't know how you end up there. I don't even know whether it's a compliment that you are there. But it looked nice. So I threw the picture up. I took a screen grab of it just in case, like, it disappeared. It was just a phase you were all going through. I don't know. To my on the blog section. Last weekend, I ended up in Boyle in County Roscommon camping. It's a long story short, but I had an amazing time. I can't recommend Boyle enough. The place is just brimmed, steeped in history. And whilst there are places you can go where you can pay money, equally, if you're doing it on a budget, and this is the key to it, if you are doing it on a budget, there's enough in Boyle that you can actually do, I won't say without spending a penny, because, like, you know, it's kind of like taxpayers' money, but there were places there where you could pay like 7-8 quid for the kids to go and play, and 7-8 quid for the parents to go into, you know, and if you're there for an entire weekend, and it's multiplied by 2 children and 2 adults, and you're da-da-da-da-da-da, you get what I'm saying? Great outdoors is great outdoors for me. It doesn't matter where I kind of went. But along my travels, I met so many nice people. There's a bit of a story, though, to Boyle. And that was a long, long time ago. Not that long ago. I'm not that old. But when I was about 18, 19, in college, made it back to Dublin via Busair and bus, lost my books there. And went back in and told the officer in charge in the bus depot. Eventually we found them and they were transporting me back to the bus depot, and I got talking to the bus driver and he said, what are you studying? I said, horticulture. And he said, whereabouts? And I said, Kilkenny. And he said, next time you're down there, tell Michael Conlon, who was my old head, tell Michael Conlon, his brother from Boyle in County Roscommon, was asking for him. Now, Michael has since passed away, but when I was 18, he did me. For him, what was something minute, for me, was something extremely great. And I've never forgotten him for what he did for me. It changed my career, changed my life. And as I said on the summary of my journey in Boyle, I know if he was looking down and could see me, in Boyle and County Roscommon. Do you hear all the trailers? Just the farmers in Ballybottle working late through night, literally making hay while the sun shines. But I know if Michael could see me on my first summer holiday ever as Peter Donegan Landscaping Limited, and he saw me reviewing gardens or visiting gardens while I was down there, I know he'd be extremely proud. The funny thing was, we went into John Cryan's pub for a pint one of the evenings, and the guy behind the bar serving us one of the most beautiful pints I've ever tasted. If you get a chance, go in John Cryan's and tell him I sent you. He probably won't remember me, but you know, go in there, have a pint. And he knew Mick and his family, which was nice to hear. couple of places I went to, Boyle Pleasure Grounds, really nice park. Again, a little bit of history in there, but the layout is phenomenal. I've not seen anything like it in such a small space. I've not seen anything like it in the layout. I thought the plant choice was good. A couple of things I would have changed and tweaked, but generally speaking, absolutely amazing. Boyle Abbey. Yeah, met a really nice guy in there. Edward, I think his name is. Works with the OPW. It's under construction. Like I said, you should go have a look. You really, really should. Before they tart it up, before they start charging in, go see it so you're not looking at photographs. Trinity Island and Castle Island. This is an ode, and a big, huge thanks is deserved to Oliver and Peter from LockheedBoats.com. They really do deserve this because the weather outside was frightful. The weather on the lake was so choppy. And in order to get out to Castle Island, you can paddle out there. That's not so bad. I think there's a podcast, a wee little podcast up there. Peter talks about it. But you can paddle out there. But the weather was so bad that we couldn't get out. And Trinity Island is where Oliver had his marriage blessing. And you definitely wouldn't row out there. But Oliver made a point on my final day. Just as I was about to leave, actually, Oliver gave me a nod. And we went down. We jumped into the boat. We 20 minutes. We got to see both of them. And Oliver, Peter, if you're listening to this, lads, thank you so much, because I would have only had a photograph from a distance of Castle Island, and you can't photograph Trinity Island from mainland. If you are down around Loch Key, try not to pay the €4 car park charge in. Park outside. I don't know why they brought that in. Loch Key, if you're listening, I thought it was ridiculous, particularly for the locals. So I get it from a tourist point of view, no problem, £4, you're on holidays. It didn't affect me. I was in the camping part of it. Campsite was good. A couple of things, again, a tweak and change. You know, more on that to follow. But essentially, pull the barriers off the car park. Get rid of it. Stop charging people in to bring their kids out for a day out. I know if you go eat in the coffee shop in Loch Key, the activity centre, the main place, it's, you know, you spend £20, you get free parking. I get that. None to the point. People out there trying to do things on a budget, trying to bring their kids out into the great outdoors. For that, you should be turning around saying it's free for you. Any person who brings their kids to a park, and put this in context, I don't know any park in Dublin that charges for your O entry. You go to Ardgillan or Newbridge House, two of the finest parks I've ever been to in my life, in Fingal. You want to pay into the petting zoo? Fine. You want to pay for a tour of the house? Fine. Car park? Free. Kids playground? Free. Putting it up there. Disagree? Agree? Go there. Leave a comment. Other than that, as I said to you, don't want to take away from Boyle. Two other mentions. Yeah, sorry, I mentioned Eugene actually was the guy in Boyle Abbey. Apologies, Eugene. Didn't mean to call you Edward. And there's a hardware store in Boyle called W.J. Sloan's. This guy does everything. I mean, we went there, we bought sounds like something out of Goodfellas the movie. Bought a length of rope, a bow saw. I bought an Opinel knife, a camping knife, really, really good for camping. They sell the wee little paraffin tilly lamps. They sell garden furniture, those old lawnmowers, which I'll get to in a little bit. And that's what leads me straight into my images, because when I was in WJ Sloan's, they had these old push lawnmowers. You know those? My granddad used to have them. Used to get sharpened once a year. I see mulching mowers on the market and I'm going, hold on a second. I've got a greener version than that. This is it, folks. I'm looking at Fingal County Council and they're turning the roundabouts to wildflowers. Wildflowers? Come on. I know there is a part in that. I agree with it and I disagree with it, but I know there's a part in turning roundabouts to wildflowers where it is biodiversity and all that cliched stuff that goes with it. And it's great to see. A lot of logic in it, in that you're not paying guys, contractors, staff to drive around and around about. You just let the thing go wild. That's it. Problem solved. Cut it down maybe once a year, once every 2 years, whatever the case may be. But to the domestic point of view, if I could make... If the Green Party, in fact, were going to do anything in this country, I'd make the old... What do you call them? Cylinder mowers? Is that it? I'd make the old cylinder mowers mandatory. I think they cost about £60 in WJ Sloan's, and I'd say if you go in and ask him, he probably has a sharpener for you just to help you out and set you on your way. My tent, my tent. Yeah, it got a bit cold down in Boyle. It's a total different climate to Dublin. definitely a total different climate to Wexford, if you look at the map of Ireland as in regards north, south, east, west. But my tent is a Coleman Canyon 6. Sounds like the that vehicle they had in The Simpsons, Canyonero. Anyhow, sounds a bit like that. It's a good tent. I'm not too sure what anybody else thinks about it. Be honest with you, best advice I can give you is make sure, put a layer of insulation between yourself and the ground. And the sleeping bag you invest in. Wow, did I invest in a good one. I think the one I bought cost me about 80 quid. There's a camp shop in Swords, actually, in Swords in North Dublin. I think the sign they have above their door is there's no such thing as the wrong weather, it's the wrong clothing. And I got to say, fair point on that one. Last year, the Electric Picnic, Anthony McGuinness and Blaheen, if you're listening, you'll remember this. I slept in a plastic bag. I had no sleeping bag. It's a long story. At Electric Picnic, it usually is. But for those of you heading to Electric Picnic, do yourself a favour. It might be sunshine during the day. You might think I'll wear the bikini down and a pair of wellies. It doesn't work out that way. Nighttime is when it gets chilly. Make sure you have a layer between yourself and the ground. And make sure your sleeping bag, if you bought it for €12 and you got a free pencil case with it, there's usually a reason why it's €12. Use the logic, work it from there. Plant up of the week. Plant of the... Oh, God, this is a stunner. You know red hot pokers, Knipophia? These are yellow red hot pokers, if that makes sense to you. I have the image up there. Go take a look. It's well worth it. I don't want to baffle people with names. But this is all... This whole thing about name and plants and trees, there's a point on that. I can give you more information on it next week. But as a one-liner, the whole thing is turned around and got, that's nice, we should have one of them. Let's get out into the garden centre. You mightn't find that one in the garden centre or the nursery or the landscaper you go to. But what you might do is you might just get one or two ideas that says. And last week, I think I did a tree. This week, it's a plant. Because depending on the size of your garden is where it all makes sense. Okay, this week's oddities. Okay, I meant to do some of these last week. It never happened for a myriad of reasons, mainly because I was heading off to Roscommon for my first four-day summer holiday. 4 days. Summer holiday ever since I've set up in business on my own. Shauna Coronado. Hi, Shauna. I have a link up there to do with vegetables in your front garden. I like it. I like Shauna. She's a nice girl. I've interviewed her before. There's another one up here, and this one comes from Brian Green, John Breslin, and L-I-A-O-N-E-T, Lionette. And it is, quote, the difference between a fantastic hobby and a fantastic business is simply an invoice. And I thought, yeah, genius. Very, very true. This is another odd one. Remember the organic Borbia logo and slogan? Well, it looks like the new EU organic one is in use. Click on the link, see what you think. A high-tech approach to apple trees. Fran Hollywood, you've got a sense of humour. I'll give you that. You've got a sense of humour, but not much else. I'll say no more on the subject. Go get a manicure, Fran. County Clare Wind Farm, yeah, gets the go-ahead. Oh, yeah, this one came in from Eamonny McCormack. It's a thing called VegBox.ie. Now, as far as I remember, I mentioned it before. The website is currently under construction, but she's still looking for vegetable suppliers who are interested in supplying her. Did you get that? She's looking for vegetable suppliers to supply her, but they've got to be local vegetable suppliers. Now, it doesn't matter if you're like North Dublin or South Dublin. If you're in North Dublin, give her a shout. If you're in Galway, give her a shout. You know what I mean? If you're in the south side of Padua, just give her a call. If you grow vegetables, call her, email her. Do you no harm. She's looking for people to supply her. Keith Nolan, next time I am around Mullingar, I will. I'll call you up in it. Keith sent me a nice link. I want to go there. It's on my list of places to go. I might take the garden group there, actually. That's a good idea. Anybody interested? Leave a comment. Bernie Goldback, where are the trees? Bernie put up a video. I like Bernie. But he put up a video on Twitter asking, where are the trees? You got to see the quick video that Bernie did. You have to see the quick video that Bernie did. It is phenomenal. John Keyes, on to apple problems. Yeah, John has a problem with his apple trees. Now, I've discussed this before. I didn't put the link up there to the post that I discussed it on before. But what I will say to you is, Johnny, I have a rough idea why your fruit is so small. But I'm going to leave this one with the people and see what they think. See if we get an answer to it. And if we do, you know, I hope we do. But if we do, that's what it's all about, creating discussion. People going, oh, I've got the thing. No, it's not. It's a bit similar to that, but it's different. That's what I'm hoping will happen. That's the whole point of the Sodcast, the podcast. That's why it's, you know, it's the great outdoors. It's great outdoors. No two gardens will ever be the same. I remember a landscaper used to have that up as his cliche or his slogan. But it's, yeah. Okay. And finally, this weekend, touched on it briefly, electric picnic. Electric picnic. In 2008, I built a garden. Don't the birds sound beautiful? I built a garden in Electric Picnic that almost closed me down. Or sorry, I built a garden in Bloom in Phoenix Park. It almost closed me down. I could have lost a house over it. Could have lost a lot of things. And with 2 days to go, we'd no sponsor. There's another long story. We're supposed to have a sponsor 3 weeks before the show. Plug was pulled. Slightly. Or as I like to describe it, like a bad ex-girlfriend, they just never phoned me back. I don't want to play any violins here. There's a nice story in this. A really nice story in it. But we built a garden and we call it Pour l'amour de Jus, which was for the love of the game. As in, it's not for money. And it definitely wasn't, but I didn't think it was going to go as far as it did. And we didn't win medal, but it wasn't about the medal. It was just about a bit of fun for the love of the game. Because you love what you do. And at the end of it, I couldn't afford to get rid of the boat. I didn't have the money. I had nothing left. Nothing left. And a gentleman called Ricochet had been following the story online and had been pimping the story online. And he rang me and asked me, would I go on air? And we did, and we told the story on the Thursday. Bear in mind, I had to have the boat out by Friday. That was the deal. Friday, close of business. So I had 1 day to go. I hadn't slept in about 3 days at this stage of the game. And of the many people that came in and said they would gladly, bear in mind, you had to be able to remove the boat yourself. This is a 33-foot pleasure cruiser. The people who we eventually, in discussion with Rick, agreed the boat should go to was Electric Picnic. And in exchange, they gave me 2 VIP tickets. And it sits to this day proudly opposite the main stage. And we did a tweet up, inverted commas, there in the first year with a friend of mine, I'd like to call it, Debbie Matrustri. Debbie Met. There's a few of us there. A few of us turned up, but Debbie was one of them. And it makes me smile and it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. The whole story that goes with it. And once a year, it brings back all of the emotion and the tough times and the situation. The fact that I could have been in a situation where I am not talking to you now. Literally. I would have been telephoneless. Amongst many things. And it's thanks to you. It's again, you know, I say this to Rick once a year. I send him a text saying, you know, it's the third year of Electric Picnic for the boat. And I text Rick every year around the same time and say, thanks. And he tells me the same thing. Oh, it was nothing. Which brings me back to Mick Connell, my old college lecturer, who did one simple thing which changed my life. And that's 2 people in 1 podcast. And so to the many friends I have out there who do those little things for me, too many to mention, you know who you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you are at Electric Picnic, go there, take the photographs. Send them on to me. Always makes me smile. As always, www.donegallandscaping.com and hit the blog. Hope you enjoyed the podcast, folks. Have an amazing electric weekend.